This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm super excited about our guest today. I'm a fan of basketball, obviously. I'm a fan of sports, but I'm a bigger fan of marketing and even bigger fan of unique and interesting stories. And that's Melissa Proctor. She is the Executive Vice President, CMO of the Atlanta Hawks. How cool is that? And the author of the new book, From Ball Girl to CMO. And I love that smile. You love what you do.
I do. And I'm just so thankful to be in this place at this time. I mean, I started out as a ball girl on the court for the Heat. And so when I think about these full circle moments and I have the opportunity to share my story, it's awesome every time.
Give us a few highlights. Like, I don't want you to give away the book, obviously, but give us a few highlights of your story that we can just, our listeners can relate to and get excited.
Absolutely. Well, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, born and raised. And in beginning of my book talks a little bit about my experience going through Hurricane Andrew as a kid. I was 12 and really having experienced that and how it really changed the dynamic of my life. And I'm an artist, so I've always loved drawing and painting, and that's kind of core to everything that I do. There's some samples of my work in the book as well. But when I was 15, I told my mom that I wanted a job. And she said, okay, you can get a job as long as it's in whatever you want to do for the rest of your life. And I had no idea, but at 15, I was a fan of basketball. I would watch it on TV with one of my cousins, but I'd never played because I was always in art school. And so I told her I was going to become the first female coach in the NBA. And she said, okay, go get a job in the NBA. And I don't think she even knew what NBA stood for. She's from Belize originally. She was a nurse.
I love
she
that had belief, no though. Concept. That's so great.
No concept. And so I did. And I wrote a lot of letters and made a bunch of phone calls, knew no one, had no hookups, and finally got connected to the equipment manager at the Heat. And they said, hey, it's a grunge job. No one wants to do it. It's mopping up sweat and folding towels. And, we have no girls, they're all boys, and it doesn't pay, by the way. And I didn't care. At that point, I was invested. And so I was really persistent, and ultimately they invited me in to the Miami Arena to work my first game. I didn't know how to rebound. I didn't know how to pass. And that was the beginning of my career in basketball, was mopping up sweat for the Heat.
I mean, there's so many layers there, obviously, and I know you'll talk about them in your book, but and I love our new next generation. I know that's important to you, as investing in the next generation. You're leading by example to show, hey, you may not start at the top of the ladder. Like, sometimes, in fact, most often,
not.
You don't just get to do that, right? Talk more about that, and then how important it is, because I've read about you a lot, and that you have had an interest in the next generation. In fact, that's one of the things you brought to the Hawks, was investing in that next generation.
No, absolutely. And I think for me, what I say to this day is I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And going to college at Wake Forest University, I'm on an art scholarship. I was a communications major because I enjoyed understanding people and what made them tick and why they did what they did. I never took a marketing class. And so when you think about kind of the skill sets and curiosities that are natural and things that you bring to the table, being creative, being culturally curious, really enjoying communications and interpersonal communications was the fantastic recipe for a marketer, but I didn't know that at the time. And so ultimately, I had heard about this internship at Turner Broadcasting, and they said, send us your talent in a project. And at the time, my talent was art. And so I designed a magazine, which is like a TV guide all about myself and my brand, with writing samples and art pieces. And I made some funny ads. So it was me, an NBA on TNT ad, as well as me as Cleopatra for a Turner Classic movie ad. I made myself a Powerpuff Girl. If I was working for Cartoon Network, I didn't even know what network it would be. And ultimately, TNT Marketing said, you sold yourself so well to us. We think you would do an amazing job of selling our content to consumers. And that was really impactful for me. And I actually put this magazine in the back of my book, because people are like, how do you do it? And I said, what's amazing to me as a marketer, people who want jobs in marketing but have no idea how to sell themselves. And you are the first product that you're bringing to the table before you're working for anyone else or in any other context. And so, when I talk to the next generation, I'm very much always, being aware of how do you make yourself an asset to people, not a liability on their time, and figure out what you want to be famous for. At least in this role, everyone can fulfill a job description. So what's going to make you stand up and stand out?